Oh, yes. Nice. I like that intro. Very bassy. It gets my warbles going. Hey, everybody. Welcome to One Crit Wonders. Thank you all for joining us this evening. This is our end of the year episode. That's right. This episode is the last one for 2021. Our next episode won't be until January 2022, which we will all write 21 for at least until March, and then we'll figure it out. But thank you all very much for joining us. I have an amazing cast with me here today. As you can see, our numbers are few, but mighty. Let's go around in alphabetical order and introduce ourselves. First up, we have Doria Trill.
Well, hello. I guess it's me first, right?
It's you first, right?
Yeah, it is me first, right? So, hi. Things have gone really sideways from what I expected when I left my parents' house, you know, after medical school, but I'm kind of digging this. You know, half of them couldn't ask for more.
Fair enough. I like it. Trying to keep the crazy halfling medic bard Doria in check is the auntie? I don't want to say mother figure, but definitely stern, stoic, heroic fighter, Gwendolyn.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gwendolyn Fair, and I thought I finally found a clue to where my family was, only to find out that I have been left with more questions than answers. And huge disappointment. And I got to remove the pimple on my face to a new location on my body.
You did. There was definitely a lot of sad trombone last episode. So that was kind of terrible. I felt a little bit bad for getting your hopes up, but that's okay. It's okay. You'll figure it out sooner or later. Eventually, maybe. I don't know. I'm just an elected official. Last on our docket here, our amazing shifty-eyed friend, Zurich.
Ah, yes. Well, the plot twist is that Gwendolyn and I are actually siblings.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. It's a joke. I couldn't.
Gwendolyn is actually my evil twin.
Ah, yes. I'm more related to Doria than Gwendolyn, probably.
I can see that.
I can see it, too.
Yep.
Mischief abounds.
It's the nose.
Both are destructive. Yeah. Likes to burn bodies in unexplainable areas. And
I can't deny this.
Not wrong. Lots of festive trash can art.
Dead souls.
When the evidence needs to be getting rid of.
Yes, we're who you call. We're like the Ghostbusters, but we cause the ghosts.
We set dumpsters on fire.
And experiment on other species
for one crit blunder.
Yes.
Oh, geez. And of course, you've got me, Ray, the DM. I just kind of go along with whatever they do and pretend like I have any control over what's happening. But thank you all very much for joining us. Quick recap. Zurich blew up a city, tricked everybody into doing it. They hate him very much.
Why does every recap have to begin with that?
It's a perfect recap.
I saved many people.
That was directly the catalyst to getting us where we are now. Shortly thereafter, after being summoned by the enigmatic Omega, the crew found themselves aboard a spaceship hurling through space because they let an android pilot a biological ship. Smooth. The ship crash landed on a desert planet.
We did the best with what we had.
This is true.
I think we did a great job, actually.
Yes. We wanted to crash.
Right.
Gwendolyn did a great job. I don't know, you know.
Half the crew made their way to the desert city of Altruk, where they found baths and warm food and questionable meats. That was always fun to try and figure out mystery meat. And then if you saw our very last episode, the most recent one, that was the other half of the group making their way across the desert and to the same city. So when we start this lovely episode right now, Gwendolyn and Doria, you come downstairs in the tavern, you know, good night's rest before you set out on whatever crazy misadventure I said you were supposed to go on 2 months ago. So there's that.
I'm right there with you.
A lovely independent gnome shipping, space shipping agent, offered you a little bit of a reward if you provide to him a warp crystal, which is found in the mines that are nearby. Not overly difficult. Go to the mines, pick up the crystal, bring it back to him. He pays you in money. But as you get downstairs and you smell the fresh baked breads and the, you know, mystery meats cooking on the grill and whatnot, you see the familiar face of the half dwarf who runs the merchant guild in this particular town, named Rotan Vor. And he was the one who put you in touch with Omega. Now, he spins around real quick. He's already drinking like a 5-pint mug of ale. Oh, ladies, good morning.
Hello there. You look like you're having a good old time.
Do you drink that or bathe in it?
Well, it's just breakfast ale, nothing crazy. Okay. So I've got good news and I've got worse news.
What's the worst news?
Yeah, worst news first.
Worst news is your ship is totaled. I can't fix it. It's done for.
Can we scrap it and make a new one?
Well, I don't really have the parts to build a new one. However, I can take that heap of metal off of your hands for some credits, and maybe you can get yourself off of this planet and up to Absalom Station, and maybe you can find a new ship there.
Oh, I don't know, Doria. That's a rather... That's a big decision to make without the others.
It sounds kind of, it sounds a little oof, kind of over my station.
We'll think about it. We have a task to attend to, and they'll give us time to converse and decide if that's what we want to do.
Well, great news. That leads into the good news part.
Okay.
So the crew that I sent to go check out your ship, only one of them actually came back. All the other ones got kidnapped and hauled off to the mines.
I mean, worse has happened.
This is true, Doria. Worse has happened.
I don't know what you are referring to. And nothing. Off
nothing at all. Story. Don't need to hear it.
Nothing at all. Nothing. Okay, so I'm assuming that you want us to help and, you know, save those poor souls that have been kidnapped in the mines that probably have all those monsters in it.
Ooh, question. Mm-hmm. Did you bring back my little spider friend?
Spider friend?
Little spider, my mechanical spider friend.
No, he didn't bring back a spider friend.
What a waste.
What a waste.
All right.
He's so friendly.
Doria, my darling. I got this sword, this beautiful sword.
Ooh.
I'm supposed to do great things with it, and it's supposed to help us, so let's just go straight into the mines like the fools that we are.
That one's
and
great.
Save those people.
I want to see that sword in action.
Me too. It's nice. All right. We will go save the others and go find some of that stuff in the mines. Shall we, Doria?
Let's do this.
Do you want to sing a tune on the way?
Oh, breaking out the triangle. We're breaking out Skippy for this one. Little triangle. Here we are on the way to the mines. It's time to get our fill. We have no idea what we're doing, but okay, what the heck? Let's do this thing.
I love it. It's catchy.
Perfect.
who needs lyrics that rhyme? So, Zurich, as you are wandering the town, picking out supplies and goods, the rest of your crew has went with that crazy independent shipping gnome to go get set up on his ship to leave the planet. And as you're getting closer to the tavern and, you know, wrapping things up, you hear a very familiar triangle sound, followed by a very familiar voice. And coming from the tavern, you see Gwendolyn and Doria.
Have they seen me yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Doria, this is a lovely tune. Thank you so much. You needed a little pump.
I am going to try my hardest, my darndest, to very sneakily just kind of amble behind them at a distance, follow them. I'm assuming I haven't paid for the things that I've put in my pack.
No.
All right. Well, I'm straight up stealing them then. No. 19 on my sneak check.
All right. So Doria and Gwendolyn, both of you need to roll wisdom checks.
I'm not like 100% certain it's them, but I'll follow behind. Just maybe keep an eye out.
They are oblivious that it is you or that you are following them.
I'm going to put the hood up and like do the classic Thor Ragnarok just over my face and try my hardest to maintain the ruse that I'm not who I am.
That's fair. Do I detect a scent of, you know, familiarity and treasure?
No.
Okay. The air is fresh and clean.
You get to the edge of the town, and there you find a sand skiff waiting for you. It is manned by the Rotan's workers. They're going to take you to the mines.
Oh, Gwendolyn,
unless you'd rather walk, of course.
This is so fun.
Yeah, this is your definition of fun.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a lot better than walking across the desert. There's as long as we block our faces, shouldn't get pelted.
All right.
Is it like a Star Wars desert skiff?
It actually is like more like a wagon with a sail on it.
Is there a way that I can get on it without being detected?
Let's see. Let's do a little roly roll here. There is not, unfortunately.
Well, looks like I'm going to have to make my entrance now.
Oh, I knew I smelled treachery and betrayal.
Oh, wait, I haven't said I'm mean yet.
I smell it coming.
Is there someone driving this thing, or is it just like, here's the skiff, good luck?
No, it's a crew.
Okay. I'm going to go up maintaining my ruse and give them something as payment. I'm assuming I have some credits at this point, considering I was about to buy things.
Yeah.
And so I'll give them however many credits it requires for the journey, and then just board like I'm another passenger.
Okay.
Doria, and I'll sit behind them like a little ways away if possible.
Okay.
Looking around. All right, shall we?
He's like,
Gwendolyn's oblivious at this point.
So the skiff takes off, wagon wheels, you know, tearing across the desert, sand blowing everywhere as it does. The people have their shawls up so that they can be all right.
Sand in my face.
Yeah, like gritty teeth. It doesn't take long before you reach the edge of the open pit mine. Now, they stop probably about a mile away, only because they seem apprehensive about going any closer.
All right, what's the problem? What exactly will happen if you go closer? Why are you so afraid? I look to one of the crew members, whoever's closest to me, within earshot.
If we get any closer, the illithids will see us.
Define illithids.
The mind flayers.
Dun, oh. Dun, dun.
Oh, we're going blunt. Okay.
Okay, and where exactly are they? They're just within the mine and they could just see us from within the mine? They're not, like, stationed anywhere? Do you know their location? I'm speaking to the crew members.
No.
All right.
We do not go near the mines.
Well, I guess we will. Doria, are you afraid? I'm not afraid.
Well, I don't think we're going to have much choice in the matter. I mean, if we want to get where we have to go, it's sort of through the mine and through the mind flayer.
Well, I guess this is all stopped then. I grab all my stuff and I hop off. Doria?
Oh, let's do this.
Doria? Snap, snap.
So try and jump off the skiff.
You both disembark and you're in the sand. It's getting like in your boots.
I feel like this is deja vu. Didn't we just do this before?
Maybe you should clap your hands.
All right. I'm just walking. You know, I have this magical, beautiful sword. Just, you know, shining. Just, you know, I'm just all like, this is incredible.
Look at my sword.
Look at my sword. My sword is amazing.
It tastes just like raisins.
Broke of its hilt. You'll find out it's built.
Who's licking their sword in the middle of a desert, you weirdo?
You gotta test it.
Right.
Listen, I'm not above licking the sword.
And sometimes swords just rock need candy. To be licked.
Tastes like sand. Okay. So we're just walking forward to the, you know, there's no way I'm going to sneak, Doria. I mean, if you want to dive right into the sand and try to bury your way through, you could, but I'm just going to walk in.
If I try and burrow into the sand, I'm not getting out, so I'm just going to walk into it, you know. What do you do?
Perhaps the power of Talos could help you, friends.
Oh my god!
Dun dun dun!
If it's not the ones who left me for dead, and now you're going to take on an army of illithid.
Here we go again! Is his eyes gone?
As you look at me, you see one of my eyes is totally fine. My second eye, however, is a swirling, pulsating, galaxy-like eye socket that seems to go on for infinity.
How many souls did you take to get that eye, I wonder?
This was a gift from the mighty Lord of Storms.
Oh.
He gives really awful gifts. I'm just saying, I wouldn't want that. You know, a nice fruit platter, an arrangement of, you know, like pineapple and stuff. That's a gift. This is a, no, I don't want to put anything in there.
As odd as it seems, I feel like this is actually a unique gift for such circumstances as battling such creatures as the Mind Flayers.
You do you, buddy.
I have felt powers I have never felt before. Mm. An immense energy coming from this. And I believe that it will be of use in this, whatever this is.
Would you like to go first?
Oh, I think you should go first.
I think that's a great idea.
Where is Sir Thomas Weatherly Reginald Town II of the Isles of Batteries?
Being a gentleman unlike you.
So he just left you for dead then as well?
Oh, no, he's
no, he took care of us. Oh, yeah, he took very good care of us, too.
That is oh, wonderful.
That his servants attended to us, treated us like queens.
So where is he now, then?
Like I said, behind with the steaks. He fell in love with this special dish. And we
I'm
don't
sure he's having a good old time. He yeah. needed to rest.
He needed you to mean, rest.
You mean to tell me that you both thought, oh, just two of us can take on an entire mine filled with these devilish creatures?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got the eye hole, so you tell me.
You didn't know I was coming. I just let you know I was here.
But now you're here, so hey. You've got all this extra power that you're feeling, well, like I'm inside of you, so I think we're going to be okay, just the three of us.
With the power of friendship between Dory and I, we knew that we can take it on ourselves. Thank
it's
you
rainbow
very much.
Mm-hmm.
The power of friendship.
I just can't.
What type of after-school special do you think this is?
One where we don't blow up cities.
Fair enough.
All right. Not wrong.
So, from our vantage point, can we see like down into the mine?
All right. So, unfortunately,
I miss
our listeners and our viewers are not able to see Roll 20. But if you all turn your attention to Roll 20, you can see how the open pit mine is set up. For their privilege, yes.
There you
basically,
go.
Basically, it is a gigantic pit that is like large steps cut down into the earth. The entrance to the mine is in the northern part of this pit, about 50 feet down. There are a number of mine flayers. I'm going to put your tokens in a more secret squirrely position so you can look down in there. Looking around, you can see that there are 7 mine flayers out here, and they're like cracking just these weird tentacle-like whips against the very, very malnourished workers that are being forced to dig out these warp crystals. And one of them falls to the ground, and basically the mind flayer picks the worker up, wraps its tentacled mouth around his face. He struggles for a second and then goes limp. And he just drops the body to the ground.
I'm gonna charge it.
That was kind of gruesome.
I don't even think I'm going to charge it.
Oh, my. She's just jumping in.
Gwendolyn, I'm jumping in!
As she does that. As she does that.
Oh, my.
Yes, Gwendolyn, go.
As she's running down there, I cast Harm and Spiritual Weapon on it as a bonus action. It needs to make a wisdom save.
All right, hold on a second. Who against what with the who now? Gwendolyn, can you show me what you're going after, the one to the north of you or the one down in the pit?
The one that I saw that sucked the life out of that person.
Okay. So I'm going to charge you down next to it. It makes a wisdom. Oh, it fails. miserably.
Really, really bad.
That's awful.
Right. Is that that's two separate spells, right?
Yeah, one's a bonus action. So, the wisdom save is a regular attack, I think. I mean, the second one's a regular attack for me. So it's a number that I should be able to know offhand, but I don't. So,
you do that, Gwendolyn, roll your attack roll.
59 damage to the Mind Flayer.
Nice.
And then my other thing is not that. Don't look at that. Pay no attention to that. 14 to hit it.
No, I already looked at it. Now what?
Oh, 14 to hit it. Does that hit its armor rating? Armor 14 class?
14 does hit, yes.
Perfect. Then it's going to take an additional 11 damage. So 70 damage total.
Nice. Gwendolyn, that is a hit.
Sweet. Let's do this. Boop. Boop. And...
I was really hoping for a 20.
Two natural... Oh, those are D6 ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay. D8s. Oh, okay. Those technically count.
Bom, 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 bom. So 7 damage. Well, the good news is, Zurich, you brought it down with your spells to where this thing had no idea what just hit it. It looks absolutely terrible. And it is at that point Gwendolyn gets up to it after running down these giant flights of stairs, basically, just brings her sword down right on top of it, cleaving it in half.
As she does that, I shout,
"Teamwork makes the dream work!"
What teamwork? Loser!
You knew as a medic, I'm appalled, but for me personally, that was kind of cool.
Loser. Now, Doria, you have not yet made your surprise attack. So what would you like to do in your surprise round?
I'm going to target. I'm here to target. Where are you? The one to the very north, who's actually okay. Down on the path. Next one up.
Down on the path. Okay.
Yeah. And I pull up my singing disc. Never used this before, but I've been wanting to.
Yes.
I just yeet that puppy.
Yeet it.
Yeet.
Oh, chat. Yeet it.
What would Rog do?
I'm typing it in now. Yeet, yeet,
well, that's,
yeet.
That's a whole mess of damage. I like that. Let's see if you hit, though. Got to roll a D20.
Well, that kind of helps, doesn't it? Let's do this backwards.
That's all right. Backwards works just as well.
Oh, come on.
The Mind Flayers, when we start initiative, are going to go on a 9. 16, that is a hit. So Doria slings this strange disc-looking thing, and as it flies through the air, you remember those Nerf footballs that whistle when you throw them? Mm-hmm. Like, it's very similar to that, but it's much, much louder. And when it hits this illithid, it immediately reaches up, covering its ear holes, and drops to the ground.
Doria! Yes! Yeah.
Oh, bloodthirsty! Roll for initiative, everybody.
Roll for initiative!
The initiative.
Ah, yes. The valiant number of 9.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Ten and 11. Woohoo! Nice!
That's so funny.
Planned this way.
Oh, so, your singing disc returns to you. Right. Your singing disc returns to you and you are able to make another turn as you are first.
Is this one disabled already?
Let me mark him. Because he's not dead, but he is on the ground disoriented. Marked him with a little bit of wavy lines. He's confused.
Oh, no.
He's got the Final Fantasy confusion going on right now.
Well, poor boy. So who am I closest to physically right now? Is the one at the very is he the one closest right now? To my physical person,
they're about equal distance from the one that you already incapacitated, and then straight to the north of you, there's another one that's up kind of on a lookout kind of position. And that one is about the same distance.
In that case, just charge that bugger. with my short sword.
Oh no.
All 3.5 feet.
All right, let me do this real quick. This was not very well thought out. Hey, I'm going to give you control of that little token so that you can move it wherever you want to go. All right. Zurich has control of his little token.
Why, thanks.
Don't talk to me. They'll think I'm on your side.
Nope. Come here.
Gwendolyn's mean. All right. And Gwendolyn, you have control of yours now. All right. So, Doria, you should have control of yours to move over to attack whoever you're going to attack.
No, it's not letting me do it. That one at the entrance.
Okay.
There we go.
Skitter, skitter, skitter. Clamber, clamber, climb. Yeah, I gave you the ability to control it. So we'll see what happens. All right. You slash at him, and despite your best efforts, an 11 does not hit.
Oops. Sorry.
Whoopsies. Next would be Gwendolyn.
I checked the body that collapsed. Like, I just glimpsed. Is it obvious that there's nothing I could do? Because I'm going to try to use it.
I thought you meant the mind flayer. I'm like, what more are you going to do to this? No.
Listen, I cleaved a dresser. What else? You think I could get creative with this one.
Thought you had a change.
I can become the new slasher here with this sword.
That's zoom, my girl.
Zoom,
taking
zoom.
A brief moment to do a cursory look at the poor soul, you see that the Mind Flayer had actually like dug its tentacles into its skull and sucked its brain clean out. Yeah. Good night. Sleep with that.
I'm gonna kill all of them. Kill every single one of them. These horrible creatures should not exist.
The men and women and children too. I tentacles. Hate sand.
Does that count as my turn, or do I have
No, you're good. That was just a free action.
So what I'm going to do is I am. No, I'm just going to go up here. And right. there are colors. Red, green, and blue. I want to attack. If I can.
Yep.
Okay.
Confused by the colors comment, but sure.
Oh, I see circles. When I click on the creature. So I don't know what that
means. Yeah, don't worry about those. This little guy, don't worry about the little guy. Just go ahead and attack and slash its face off.
Let me see for this attack roll. No, we don't want negatives. What is this nonsense?
I mean, I'm cool with negatives. Would you stop? Would you just stop? That's a hit.
Yes. You're going to pay for what you've done!
I didn't do it. It was the other guy.
Decapitation. Much screaming.
No. You stop it.
No, you don't like that?
That's Doria's job.
Okay. Sorry.
It is.
You just cleave this mind flayer open. Some of its entrails become out trails, but it's still alive.
Do I look like I have blood splattered on my face and a crazed look?
I'm gonna say yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I say no, you'll be disappointed.
Not wrong.
You can disappoint me. I'll just be like, Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. Still alive.
Still surprising. Alive. Zurich.
Seeing that Gwendolyn is going to town and Doria is also in the thick of it, I back up a few feet and take a running leap into the center of the crater mine thing. And you can hear that Led Zeppelin song, Immigrant Song, as I land in the middle and use Destructive Wave and Destructive Wrath at the same time, making everyone in the entire mine, except for Doria and Gwendolyn, need a constitution saving throw.
Oh, snap.
Lightning and radiant damage are going to emanate through the entirety of the crater outward and upward. And everyone who fails their constitution save of 17 is going to take 68 damage.
Oh, gross. I'm dead. Oh, no. All right. Hold on. Let me mark them all.
Okay.
Well, not all of them, because two of them survived.
The closest one to me that is alive, I am then going to use my bonus action to hurl my spiritual weapon at them. With an attack roll of 17.
That is a hit.
Which means they take 10 damage.
Woof.
Everyone who failed their save takes 34 damage.
Okay.
Ouch.
So he took 44 damage. I'm going to mark that. All right. Yeah, so this just seismic wave of lightning electrocutes everything around everybody. Doria, the one that you're fighting kind of shrugs it off. The one on the farthest side of the pit also shrugs it off, probably because they're up higher than the other ones were. But the other ones just, you know, stiffen up. You can see their skeletons flashing inside of them and they fall to the ground sizzling. It actually, like, smells quite delicious, surprisingly. Like calamari.
Mercedes. Excuse me. Hey, Gwendolyn. Hey, Gwendolyn. Do you think this is where they get some other food for the inn?
My bones hurt. Oh. My bones hurt.
Ugh. Are you okay?
Yep. I may have taken some damage.
I didn't flag you as a baddie. You're safe.
No, you took no damage.
Oh, so even though I failed a constitution save.
Oh yeah, it was only enemies.
Yep.
And you are not an enemy.
Woo! Aww. Are you sure about that? For now. You sure about that? Have I been mocked? I don't know what I'm talking about. I guess I must have blacked out a little bit, but it does smell rather good. I dare say it smells better than the notches.
You know, you're right.
You know what it reminds me of? It smells a little bit like, I don't know, like the thing that's the circle and has all that cheese on it. It smells just kind of like that in here.
Yeah. Like five different flavors. Makes you want to, you know, like you start talking with your hands and stuff.
I think we need to eat a little bit more because it makes me want to eat them. That's disgusting. That's
disgusting. Yeah, apparently hungry. We are starving. Doria, the one that you were fighting turns and begins to run as fast as it can towards the entrance to the mine. As soon as it gets, you know, a little bit away from you, it's actually exiting your threat range, so go ahead and make a free opportunity attack against the one that is running from you. While you are doing that, the other one jumps down into the crater and runs into the mine as well.
Ooh.
Ooh, that is a hit. So go ahead and roll damage.
Righty.
I'm eager to see what kind of damage you do.
I mean, you could have not messed this up.
Oh, hang on.
Suspense is killing me.
Inglewolf says, stab him in the butt butt.
I don't think that plus 15 is right.
I don't think either. I get something wrong.
Could be cool.
It's supposed to be a 3.
But it is enough that so it turns. It begins to run away from you as quickly as it can. You throw your sonic disc at it, hits it square in the back, at which point knocks it unconscious. It falls into the pit, landing face first, and slides 10 feet across the pit floor and just lays there in the dirt, dead. Well, unconscious anyway.
Somebody kick it. Make sure it's not moving.
Oh, I'm going to stab it.
Do it.
So Gwendolyn runs over and coup de grace, stabbed it with your sword. All right.
Do I still kind of see the one that ran into the mine?
No.
Okay. It's not like a straight zigzag. It's like a stark left turn or something.
Yep.
Okay.
Well. No.
That was fun.
It looks like they probably know that we're here now.
There is that.
I may have been a little bit hard on you, Zirik. Thank you for your help. I'm rather impressed. Still got my eye on you.
I do too.
Good night, folks.
Not time for puns.
That's the end of the show.
What music do I play for this situation, isn't it? Tender love song or something a little more James Brown.
All right. Bidi, that's all, folks.
Well.
So,
I'll stop trying to be silly.
Now that you can take a moment to kind of look around and assess what has happened. I mean, obviously, one of them has taken off deeper into the mine, so you have to deal with that if you choose to. But one thing that you notice straight off the bat is kind of hidden on the far side of the mine. They did their best, but because all of them being unconscious or dead, their illusions are starting to fail. And you can see what appears to be a large galleon-sized ship. But this thing does not look like any kind of ship you've ever seen before. It looks like a snail shell with a fin on the back of it and tentacles that stick out of the front and wiggle. Here you go. I'm going to put this up for you all to see a picture of it. That's what it looks like.
Gwendolyn, we were wrong. That's calamari.
It appears to be a mind flayer spaceship.
Are you all thinking what I'm thinking?
Let's do it.
I don't think you're thinking the same thing.
All right, let's do this.
Like, one of you is thinking about stealing it. The other one's thinking about blowing it up.
Oh, no. I want to kill everything in there and take it.
Same here.
Yeah, we are on the same page this time.
Wait, we have to find the others. We have to find the others. Do you think they could be on the ship, or do you think that they're going to be in the mines? They captured
isn't the ship the mine?
No. The ship is sitting on the ground. It was hidden behind illusions.
So I'm wondering if the illusion dropped, if that means that there's nothing inside. So therefore, maybe we should just go into the mine and finish off the one that went in there.
Let's just take a peek in the ship real quick. I mean, how big is it?
The last time we took a peek in a ship, we ended up somewhere else.
You're not wrong. It's very true, yes. I'm saying let's stick our head in, see if anyone comes to stop us. Maybe lock the bridge or whatever the control station is. Take the key.
I'll guard outside if you want
click,
to go
click,
in.
Click, click,
I've only tried to go inside to climb into small spaces.
So,
Doria.
How come this thing?
Yeah, no, I think that's a brilliant idea.
Oh, okay.
You think you can sneak in there?
I think I could sneak in there.
Then all again, right. This is a brisk.
So to answer your question real quick, Zurich, it weighs 35 tons. It is approximately 180 feet long. And it is 30 feet high. Like from ground to the tip of the mast.
So this is more of like a cargo ship.
Yes.
This is like the size of the Millennium Falcon.
Sure.
Nice.
Okay. Let's just do a once over. Just run through it real quick. If no one attacks us, then we'll go into the mines. If they attack us, we kill them, know the ship is safe, and then we can use it to go wherever. Yeah.
I just start moving forward towards the snail-looking ship.
The snail ship!
I'll follow your lead, then.
My weapon's in my hand.
I pull out the lightning javelin.
Nice. You get close enough to notice that there's no one on board. They appear to be having the same situation that you all were having with the warp crystals, or lack thereof.
Darn warp crystals. So you mentioned one and then an android breaks it.
That's why they're here in the mines. So let's go into the mines.
How many mines there is it to take to get a warp
crystal? Grab as much as we can if they're in there. But first, priority is saving the lives. That's priority.
Priority one.
Save the lives of the captured.
Save the potential peons.
Peons? Right.
Wait.
Yes.
Peons? Why are you going to pee on people?
We're not going to recruit them for our own nefarious purposes.
Just like the leprechaun did in episode one.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I never did get the smell out of those pants.
True.
Well, in we go.
I'm just...
All right.
Is it well lit?
It is well lit in here. Mainly by like strange alien gemstones, and things of that nature.
As we walk by them, I take them.
They're literally everywhere. So you can very easily fill your pockets with them.
I do.
I'm going to show chat real quick what it looks like. So if I black people's faces, I'm sorry. This is what it is, chat. Here's the map. I'm about to swipe away.
I'm going to do what you're doing, too.
Yeah, show them what we're working with here. Now, you all can arrange however you would like to have your marching order. From within, deeper, like, down into the mines, you can hear, like, dripping noises and, like, somebody described it one time as wet ham on stone, like just kind of moving around. You also hear like this strange kind of language. Does anybody speak Underdark?
Not one of mine.
I took some languages, but I'm trying to figure out where I put them. No, I cannot.
Okay. You can hear like they sound like whispers, but not how to word this. It's not whispers that you can hear per se,
are
like in your ears. You hear them in your mind, like bone induction.
Suddenly. I'm losing my mind. What is going on?
Does anybody else feel like their brain is being sloppy? I mean, like actually sloppy.
Oh, this doesn't feel good.
I feel like something's licking my brain with tentacles.
That's it. That's exactly it.
Yeah, put that on a t-shirt.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep pushing forward at this point. I'm just like, oh, it's not the first time I've experienced something weird.
All right. I'm going to keep going. Roll a perception check as you proceed forward, Gwendolyn. Well, either I stroked out or my light just blinked.
Why not both?
Right. I don't smell toast, so. What just happened? Why are there so many rolls? There you go. 17. All right. So coming around the corner first, you immediately notice that standing in the shallow pool of water, kind of moving around very slowly and kind of it like this mind flayer reaches down, picks up a handful of water or what you presume is water, and it kind of falls through its fingers. And then it moves to another area and picks up with the other hand. And it just keeps doing this, seemingly not taking any notice of you at all.
I put my hand back. Point to Zurich.
You do the fist up like, halt.
Yeah.
What's happened? She's like, huh.
So what I'm inferring based on Mercedes' hand motions,
like, she wants to tell me to steal seconds.
She wants me to make a rainbow bridge of pain.
I'm missing Hugh already.
So I take a 5-foot step and I do something damaging. I'm going to cast something magical. You know what? No, since we're all here, I'm going to hurl my lightning javelin from a distance.
He's going to speed.
It needs to make a dexterity save.
Bam! It fails.
Cool, yeah, the DC was 13. Then
I rolled a 5, I knew I failed.
Yeah. So it is... I'm going to take 5d6 plus 1d8 plus 1d6 plus 4. 34 damage.
Is that all?
Just real quick.
So you hurl your javelin. This it streaks into a lightning bolt, which immediately starts crackling down to the water below it. That's when you notice it really lights up in here, and it's not really... a water, it's more like a strange slimy kind of liquid. And as it does so, around the body of this thing in the water, like floating belly up, are these probably anywhere from 1 inch to 3 inch long. They look like silverfish, but they're dark black.
I return the javelin to me just in case.
Can I do an investigation check?
Sure.
Checking the water and the thick water and fish, see what these things are.
These look very weird. Also, Gwendolyn, did I understand your hand motions? Is that what you wanted me to do?
I'm very impressed. It exactly was around what I was thinking. I thought that was water. It was
semi-near.
And I wanted you to, like, strike the... I'm glad that you threw it directly, let's just say that, because I don't know what that is. It does not look like water.
Yes, it is...
Doria.
Quite viscous.
Messing there with this thickened water... And having your doctorate and medical background, you realize that this...
The wolf called it.
Ha! Huh. What do you call it?
Player babies.
you recognize this viscous liquid as basically the fluid that protects your brain. And runs down your spinal column.
Ooh, guys, this is, you know, this is not something that should be outside of a body, you know, in my experience. So they have to be getting it from somewhere. I don't think it's all coming from him or it or her, but.
What are the things inside the liquid?
Yes, for the other part of this, as you're, you know, testing out the slimy ichor liquid, one of these little fish-like things kind of swims over to you. It stays completely submerged. Like, it's not trying to come out or anything. It's almost like it can't really survive in the air, but it is still alive.
Do I notice any correlation between the little fishy thing and the mind flayer we just killed? Any connection?
They don't appear to be, like, they don't look similar at all. Like, it looks like a weird, kind of like a lamprey eel, where its teeth are all in the front in like a circle shape. But mind flayers look more like octopi.
I say we continue forward. If it doesn't bother us, we need to just keep going.
Do we have any...
As long as we keep our wits about us, because...
Do we have any meat or anything that could be edible?
Considering what this is floating around in, Doria, I don't think we should eat it.
Do you have any snacks on you?
Oh, do I have any snacks on me?
Something of the meaty kind.
Oh, I grabbed some of that bacon this morning when we were on the way out because, you know, food for the road.
Bacon. So, yeah, here. Is that what you're calling it?
Well, yeah, for lack of a better name.
Throw some crumbles in there and let's see if they go for it.
Toss them in there. Break up a little piece of this meaty, bacony, who knows what it's made from stuff. Smells good. And drop it in the water.
You drop some bacon into the water, and it does not seem to be interested in it. It kind of swims around it.
All right. Well, that's probably a good thing. If we go in there, we're probably not going to get eaten then.
And the civilians don't even go in here anyway, so, I mean.
Yeah. All right.
I pull up my dagger, and I reach in and try and kind of lift one of these out of the liquid.
Is that a good idea?
Okay.
I don't know, but it's better, you know, a piece of metal than me and you and, you know, him, maybe. But, yeah, I'd rather have the dagger than us. Just.
No.
Okay, go ahead and roll. We'll just have you do an attack roll to try and scoop it out of there with your dagger. Oh, my. Yeah, you managed to pull it off. Barely.
Had to get away.
Very slippery.
Playing dangerously over there.
So it kind of wiggles and squiggles trying to get back into the water. Well, quote unquote water.
Spinal fluid.
Spinal fluids.
I think we should just leave it.
Is it dead yet?
Do we have anything to carry this in?
No.
You're going to take it with you.
Put it back inside.
Two things. Number one, I kind of want to know what it is. Scientifically, medically, I kind of want to know what it is.
Listen, if you wanted to if you want to experiment on things, you got to be a little bit more prepared. You can't just stuff it in your sack. It's bigger than you almost.
I didn't expect to find any brain fluid down here, but here it is.
You can't just take it with you. And
let me bring my brain fluid canister this time, okay? That's what I was thinking this morning.
What are you doing encouraging her?
What do you mean? She has the jar, not me. Not anymore. I just gave it to her. She can do with it.
You enabler. Of course. Just when I was starting to feel a little bit better towards you, you go and enable her.
It's better than taking it with us, just putting it in the pack. What if it can take control of her mind?
This is true.
You should just leave it in its more habitat instead of bringing it somewhere else and then it mutates into something and kills us all.
It could be our best friend.
If it has anything to do with
best friend in spinal fluid. Unbelievable. I'm going to keep moving forward. We're spending too much time here. I'm sure those souls are dead by now. I start.
You're not wrong, but maybe we just drain it to eat mind flayers.
I'm going alone. If you don't want to come with me and you want to experiment, then go right ahead. You can eat if you're at it. I'm going to go
forward. Home. This is just a carrying vessel.
What home? We don't have a home anymore.
I'm keeping pace with you as you're yelling, by the way. Like shoulder to shoulder.
Can you hear me? No!
I'm just going to point out that the whole time that Gwendolyn was yelling just then, she completely lost her accent. Completely gone.
Oh, that, maybe that gives me a clue of where my family is. Maybe there is no accent.
Maybe this little leech is your family.
Ooh, that was low.
It's very rude. I just keep walking off. Very rude.
Just keep walking. Just keep walking. All right. So you make it deeper in. You have seen no other sign of civilian life to this point. The whispers have gotten significantly quiet at this point. It's almost like there's only a couple whispers left. Whereas before it was like this large crowd. So continuing deeper in, there really isn't a whole lot to explore or find that's out of the ordinary. More of the glowing stones here and there. For the most part, it's just a normal mine until you reach a larger cavern that is filled with various colors of mushrooms and fungi and algae.
Doria, any idea what this stuff is?
Well, I mean, it seems like your typical mushroom and algae and things like that, but I don't know if it does it belong to this world or somewhere else? That's what has me worried here, is that it doesn't belong to this world. Then again, we've seen what lives on this world, so I'm just as worried about that.
All three of you, if you would like, can roll nature checks. It's going to be a little bit difficult for you to determine because you're not actually from this world. So you're going to roll it with disadvantage.
Okay. I'm using my herbalism kit and medicine knowledge. It's 13.
Nice. And what did... I see Gwendolyn did one roll. And... Doria did one roll. I need one more roll from both of you.
Okay.
Disadvantage is the worst.
14 for Gwendolyn. Unt.
Oh,
9. All right. So, unfortunately, it's hard to tell. Nobody really is from here. Nobody can really venture to guess. However, putting your heads together, it does make sense that these would not be indigenous to this planet because this is a desert world and these kinds of fungus and fungi and whatnot require a level of moisture that just doesn't exist here. So it does stand to reason that these were brought from somewhere else.
Where did they come from? Why would they have been brought here?
I poke a yellow one with my spear.
Okay. Roll, everybody roll.
Oh, no.
Everybody roll constitution saving throws.
Oh, no. Sorry. Not with the sharp end, the blunt end on the other side.
Oh, that. Okay. All right, so everybody roll constitution saving throws then.
Okay, cool. No, no, but not with my spear, with air and nothing, and I don't do it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, cool.
So in that case, constitution saving throws for everybody.
Oh, okay, sweet. Good. Just what I wanted to have happen.
See, nothing to worry about. You all rolled high enough. So just kind of tapping this yellow one, it releases a poof of spores that fills up almost instantaneously a 50 foot by 50 foot area. The worst that you get of it is a little bit of itchy coffee, whatever. Doria, though, with your medicinal background, you know straight away that this particular smell that this mushroom is releasing is a hallucinogen.
Okay, guys, I don't know how to really say this to prepare you adequately, but things are going to get funky depending on how much you inhale.
What do you mean by that, Doria?
I can't describe what you're going to see and feel, but I guarantee you're going to see and feel something.
Gwendolyn's llama shirt knows what y'all are about to feel.
Right?
Oh, man.
Look at that baby.
Is it something else?
Wait,
you
want to
scratch the ears.
How did you know that? How do you know it's about to happen?
I've encountered this sort of thing before. Back home, we have various fungi and, you know, the varieties of fungi ingested in one of many different ways. Eaten.
Or, like, medicinal purposes?
Yeah, what it does is it
How long does it take to be effective?
Well,
how much time do we have really if it's going to get
old, just like that, a unicorn right there?
What are you talking about, Doria? I don't.
The one next to the rhinoceros.
What are you talking about, Doria? Doria.
I didn't smell anything. Not in the slightest, Doria. Is everything all right? Gwendolyn, how are you over there?
You stay right over there.
Okay. So, meanwhile,
really interesting.
Gwendolyn and Zurich are completely fine. It's only Doria that's experiencing these symptoms. The two of you are looking at her. Her pupils are like dinner plates. Like her eyes are.
Does anyone else taste thumbtacks?
Doria, what's wrong?
Are you all right, Doria?
We should get her out of here.
I think it's for the best. I don't know what you've done, Zurich, but bless her heart. Why are your pupils so dilated?
It is quite odd, but I think that we need to definitely take her out of the room.
Rainbows.
Rainbows? That's
what we have here. It's rainbows.
Let's leave her over this way.
Let's go forward, away from whence... Oh, no.
So as all of this is going on, you three are crept up on by two mind flayers. They don't appear to be making any kind of like aggressive, you know, forward momentum towards you. It's like they've come up and blocked this hallway. They've got their weapons drawn, but they're not actively attacking.
Gwendolyn, do you want to maybe speak with them?
I'm not saying a word. You can do the work.
You have... hello there!
Nobody lick anything!
Talos, be praised. Why are you here in this land of mystical spores?
Centaur World. So one of them is
looking at Doria's face. She is freaking out, man.
Pink Wonderland with mariachi players and a diver.
Doria, I don't know what's going on, but you sound like you're having quite a blast.
I'll take the enchilada plate.
Let's see what do the work.
Gwendolyn's like, give me one of those mushrooms.
you just relax, Doria.
Set us Doria by the pool. Like, I want to watch the divers.
Doria's hanging out with the Beatles right now, with the, in the yellow submarine.
I want to watch the divers right now. What?
So one of the mind flayers is just staring straight ahead at you. The other one comes up and attempts to communicate. Oh, there we go. 19. So it's no, like,
nice.
What about Zoidberg? No.
Ah, yes. I speak crustacean.
Oh, there.
You will not be permitted to go farther.
Hold down the table for Sobapia as I'm going to go play skee ball.
I'm going to speak celestial to him, and I'm going to just simply ask why.
The master must be protected. Who is your master? Extract Glix. Beg your pardon, what? Extract Glix? Yes. Impressive. You're one not of our race to pronounce that so correctly. Was he named, or it, or they, or her, whatever, was it named for its primary function?
Sure.
What is it extracting then? What is that fluid at the beginning of this mine?
It is extracting information.
On what?
Everything.
Why?
To learn. To rule.
Hey, so guys, they're just about to bring out the piñata.
Tell them where the others... Ask them where the others are.
Where are the others? Like us. Not you.
There are no others. They were relieved of their bodies to make room for knowledge.
I relay this to Gwendolyn. Who was it exactly that we were here to find?
Some crew members that went to the ship to take a look and see if it was salvageable.
Our crew members? Like...
No. It was a team of...
So people that didn't come with us then?
Correct.
Okay, as long as Tamwise is safe. All right.
Yeah. That shouldn't matter, though. We were asked to find them.
We found them, all right.
Do we see them? Is there bodies? I don't see
there
them.
Are no bodies. Nope.
I don't trust the
fluid we were playing in earlier is the people we were finding. I'll let that sink in. So, back to you two. You really have us in a tough position here. I respect, you know, the vision, the grand plan, you know, the pursuit of, you know, control and all that. You're going about it all wrong, though. And so I'd like to extend you a mild invitation. Simply go away, live your lives, and you'll live. Simply roll leave here.
Some form of whatever you would like to be trying. If it's intimidation, diplomacy, persuasion, whatever you're trying to do.
I don't intimidate. I persuade. And then I take action.
Wait, did I?
I rolled an 8 and you rolled a 5. How did that work?
I'm just as impressed as you are. The two of them kind of turn and look at each other. And it turns back to you and says,
very well. We will meet again. I feel it. Beware the witch which travels with you?
And they both plane shift out of existence.
What was your names?
Dagon.
Dang.
Witch.
Right. Yeah.
Why should I be worried?
No, no, you just hallucinated everything there, Doria. But Gwendolyn, I mean, we could be worried.
Strange there for you.
The witch that travels with you, what does she mean by that? I only see the two of you in the loose assortment of individuals that I came to with. Well, let's just say there's no witches there.
Well, there could be someone.
Oh?
That you may not have met yet.
And who might that be, Gwendolyn?
She's from the Mabe. I don't know, though. I can't accuse her. I can't say it's her.
Are you talking about someone that we blew up? The Mabe is gone, I thought, except for you.
You wouldn't be entirely correct about that. Just, you know.
Oh. Is the Prime Minister back?
No, no, the Prime Minister's dead. He's dead.
Engelwolf
says, I bet one of the Mind Flayers was named Squidward.
I think we can introduce you to her once we get out of here.
All right, well, the Flayers seem to think that she's evil, which, I mean, I'm not... Take that with a grain of salt, you know what I mean?
Well, she wants to slaughter them, but she didn't really have a good time with that. She got injured.
Yeah, so I believe that. But, I mean, if these two Mind Flayers took my invitation to leave and live their lives...
Oh, question.
Yes, you. Sorry, I was just... Not, I didn't...
How are you feeling, Doria?
You know, you're mostly right. Tired, and I had some really weird... Wow, I was someplace very, very strange. Don't go there. Well... You talked to them, but were they speaking? I mean, or did you hear them in your... I'm just, you know, I'm kind of wondering... I'm kind of wondering how they were communicating with us. Was this, like, straight into your brain, or was it verbal?
Yes.
Yes, all of it?
Well, you see, I spoke a language that they're familiar with, and they spoke with their Mind Flayer tentacles into our brain.
Ah... Whew. That doesn't make the situation any better. As I was coming out, you were hearing... I heard something about the water when we came in.
Oh, yes. That's the only remains of every individual they've kidnapped.
Oh, my gosh.
What did you name your little pet, by the way?
Boopser?
Boopser! Has been swimming in the people that we came to save.
Ooh.
There's one more thing we need to do here.
Yes.
I think now that jar that you collected, the boopster?
Yes, boopster. Boopster.
Boopster.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Put the tea in if you want. Boopster. I kind of like boopster. Let's go with that.
Boopster.
It's a floating tea. It's...
Yeah.
Yeah,
is it? It's floating in this liquid in the jar, correct?
It's just floating in the liquid in the jar.
So yep. We need to bring this back as evidence.
Good
call. To the leader. What I also think we need to do, there's Doria. Can you remind me? We were here for like some sort of rock.
It was a crystal.
I thought you came to save people.
We have all sorts of things going on. You know how it is. It's always one thing, and then it leads to like three other things.
Yes.
So
I think we at least need to get some of this wrong.
Dungeon Master, did we happen to be aware of anything that fits that description on the way to the mushrooms?
So there has not been anything as of yet.
Well, crud.
We're not done here.
Are still hearing the whispers, though.
Well, let's continue to explore. Maybe we have a little something up ahead.
Do you think you can do that communication thing again if we do come across more?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I speak Celestial, so naturally.
Then you can be our peacekeeper, so you can go first.
Also, I don't want my brain eaten.
I don't want to become whatever that green goo.
Sorry, was that all out?
Goo, goo.
All right. Well, come this way then. Follow me. I'll head towards the whispers.
It's not often I follow him, but I guess I will this time.
I think we've made progress, Gwendolyn. Lots of progress.
If that's what you call it. Progress.
Maybe.
Proceeding into the final room of the mine, you come to a very, very large pool of the cerebral fluid. There are a bunch of those little silverfish thingies swimming around in the water. As you are swimming, or not swimming, but as you are walking through, they're like kind of hitting your boots, trying to get at you, but they obviously can't get through their boots. So they're just kind of like, boink, boink, boink. Coming into the last room, however, it is a very soft lit room, and floating in this pool of brain fluid is a massive 10-foot sphere brain with octopus-like tentacles that hang down and just barely touch the fluid. There is also on the west wall a very large warp crystal.
Is that? I recognize that. That's a thing. We need that, I feel like.
Yep, that is a quest item.
Is that the rock, Gwendolyn?
It's got an exclamation mark over it.
It looks like it.
Well, all there right. It is. It's we came to get if we just, you know, try to ignore this.
What is that?
Thing.
What is that?
That's, well, it's something I'm about to go try and talk to, if that's what you're asking. But saying is maybe ready some actions, get some, you know, brandish your weapons, but not in like a menacing way.
Oh, right so you now. Mean grab the item and run while you try to distract it.
That's what I
It
heard,
wouldn't Gwendolyn. Be the first time exactly you've left me I for heard. Dead, huh?
Nobody left you for dead. We just wanted you to relax inside and we didn't want to deal with you.
You knew full well that ship would heat up like an oven.
And we resolved the issue. Ish. We sent people to help.
No,
we sent people to help. Yes, we did.
The people who brought me were not there to save me, if that's what you're asking. Anyway, now's not the time. We'll get into it after we deal with this.
All right, Dory, we're going to go after the item.
Extractolix!
Going towards the item. While he's
it is I, Zirik, Herald of Talos, come to seek an audience with you.
It slowly turns.
What knowledge do you bring in exchange?
I have knowledge. Impressive knowledge about a great many things. But that knowledge is not free. No, it is not. What knowledge do you seek?
All knowledge.
What if I told you about something very, very unique that only I am privy to?
I am intrigued.
I will give you this knowledge if you answer several questions.
Very well.
Can we have that rock?
Yes.
Gwendolyn, go grab it.
Why, thank you.
My next question, are you here?
While you are asking the question, I need everybody to make perception checks, at which point it responds,
I am here to collect knowledge of the universe, like all of those of my kind.
Dang it, hang on.
Natural 20.
Nice. Look at you. That's the opposite of a blunder. You've done it.
You did it. I don't think anybody's gotten a blunder tonight.
I technically rolled one before we started.
Got okay. It out of the way.
Yeah.
So all of you, Doria doesn't notice. She's playing with the weird fish things. Zurich and Gwendolyn, as you are talking to this thing, which all three of you can hear in your mind full well, but the two of you notice that at the base of the brainstem, right before the where the tentacles start, you see a small gemstone that is very similar to the one Gwendolyn has now embedded in her collarbone. But it is a different color.
Why do you have that gemstone?
These are the collection repositories of my race.
You created them. Your race, anyway. Species.
Correct.
So then, what does it mean if I have one on me?
Then it was taken from one of my fallen brethren.
But I didn't kill any of your brethren other than at the beginning, because they tried to kill us.
What foes do you have listed at the top of your enemies list?
We are at a terrible war with the Githyanki.
That's it? Just the Githyanki?
Why are you at war with them?
There is nothing just about them. We are at war with them because in our weakness, in my species' youth, we took them as slaves. They rose up to break free, led by the powerful Lady Gith.
Zurich?
Yes, what?
That's the witch they were mentioning from earlier. The one that's part of the party, Lady Gith.
Fun. My next question then, most noble mind flayer, is that what I should call it? Oh, extractalix, I'm sorry. Most noble extractalix. Why do you continue the war? I'm assuming it's been waged for centuries.
We do not continue the war. We stopped fighting nearly 500 years ago.
What do you do with the knowledge once you've attained it?
We give it to the Elder Brain.
And they are?
The most powerful and all-knowing of our species. Deep within the outer reaches of the universe, it sits and collects the knowledge of centuries.
Why?
To evolve.
To what, Zurich?
I don't know.
Sorry.
No, ask.
Oh, sorry. Into what?
We don't know. But surely there must be something more.
Not gonna lie, this line of questioning, I thought I had control of it, but it's gotten certainly far away from me. Well, my dearest friends, Doria, Gwendolyn, do you have anything else that you'd like to ask? Can I call you a friend, Extractalix?
I would like that.
Good.
What is your issue with Lady Gith? What has she done to you?
Has slain millions of mind flayers.
And you're saying it's unprovoked?
No.
What has caused it then?
No, he said it was retribution for a past grievance.
Oh.
What would you do if you stopped being fought? As a species, an organization, a loose collective.
I can only extrapolate that we would evolve faster. We would be able to collect knowledge quickly.
So the only real qualm I think that most beings have is that it looks like you take control of others' minds.
Correct.
Why do you do that?
Many people find our visage quite uncompromising. They refuse to work with us, and unfortunately, our past transgressions have given us a long-standing moniker.
What would that be?
What would that be?
As evil tyrants.
Do you feel like you've moved past the title of evil tyrant? Are you now a noble collective of soothsayers or something like that?
I would say that is correct. We only wish to gather knowledge.
I'm not going to lie to you, to extract Elix. What we encountered here did not paint a very good picture of you. Why were the people that we came here to find turned into cerebral fluid and put into a pool?
And what was that swimming in them? Just curious.
Yeah,
and that slave that you captured that was slaughtered by one of your own in the very entrance, before the entrance of the mine.
Those are our young.
These little things down here.
Pointing at the fish.
Good job, Inglewolf. Wherever you are, you've called it.
I called it.
Yeah, and Doria. Oh, good job.
Now, why they were turned into cerebral fluid, it is the quickest way to gather knowledge.
You do realize you have ended their life, correct?
You know, I'm actually really satisfied with how much I've learned today.
It has been quite enlightening, huh?
It's been such a pleasure.
There is no sacrifice greater than giving oneself for knowledge.
Gwendolyn.
Did they volunteer?
Gwendolyn.
They didn't not volunteer.
Ah, so even though you have all knowledge in the world, you don't have simple social awareness.
I'm going to attack it.
What is social awareness?
I'm going to attack it.
Wait, Gwendolyn. Roll.
Nope, too late. Roll. She said the magic words. Mm. Come on, 20.
Well, Extracolix, I'm very sorry for what we're about to do.
I'm so very sorry.
For all those souls you've taken, I'm not going to stand by and listen anymore.
That is a hit. Roll that beautiful damage.
Dang it, Poppy.
Did you just Hank Hill that
yes,
thing?
Yes, I did Hank Hill.
You strike this thing down. Its squishy flesh brain is no match for your Gith Yankee silver sword. As you cleave it in half, the little gemstone, magic zit, as you referred to it, points into the cerebral fluid below. The body of the Extractalix kind of slams into the fluid and goes a little bit limp.
I go for the gem.
Take it with us.
Can I go for the gem?
Yes, do sure. it.
Okay, I'm going to yeah. go for the gem.
When you snatch the gem out of the water, you know, none of the little youngling fish come after you or anything like that, but the Extractalix reaches out a tentacle and wraps it around your wrist. Not in a like, oh, it's hurting me. It just kind of wraps it around your wrist gently, and you hear in your mind, "I too am sorry." And you all of a sudden are transported away from the mine, not physically, just mentally, You see stars flying past you. You see a space station go whizzing by, planet after planet, and you finally come to one large planet that appears to be just encased by a city. It zooms all the way down to the city, and you see a man standing at a gambling table that looks so similar to you. And he reaches back and he shakes some dice and says, "Come on, baby," and rolls the dice. And that's where we're going to end it. Thank you all very much for coming and checking the show out.
That was wonderful.
Inglewolf says, "Here comes the headaches and nosebleeds." That's good. Oh.
Oh my god.
I think Gwendolyn's in another place right now.
Yeah, Gwendolyn's stoked that I'm assuming it's a family member, I guess.
Well, if they look like me, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Awesome. Possum. Thank you, all of you. Like, that was a really fun game. I enjoyed that.
Wow. Me too. That was a lot of fun.
Got a little combat, got some RP.
Got a little resolved, friend in the drawer.
resolve some issues. But in between all of this, you know, Gwendolyn remains quiet on the trip back to the city. And when you get back, the gnome's ship is ready to go. Everybody is kind of herded on board, and the ship takes off heading to Absalom Station. It has both groups now on the same ship.
Before we arrive, I'm going to try and find wherever Gwendolyn is. I just like knock on the door.
I'm staring at the gem from earlier. Who is it?
It's Zurich.
What do you want, Zurich?
I mean, I could just, like, I don't know how to open the door.
Yeah. Classic space door noise.
I just need to have a 12-pack of soda. So yeah. That every time somebody opens it, I'll just crack a soda.
I love it.
That's funny.
Gwendolyn and I can't help, but I've picked up that you saw something in the mine. Is that correct?
Maybe.
I know what that's like.
And what do you mean by that?
I have also seen things.
So is
the you way. See the eye here?
What do you see through that eye?
This was not given to me by an accident. This was given to me by Talos himself. The vision was quite real, I assure you. Whatever you saw, know that in this weird world where metal ships can fly through nothing, and doors move on their own, unbehested, that whatever you saw is probably some level of real, however biased it might have been by the dying creature we killed.
Mm, I would hope so. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Can you open the door for me so I can leave now?
Off that
camp. Nice. All right.
And that is actually where we're going to end it. Thank you all very much for playing. Thank you for tuning in and listening. You all have been great in all of the chats. We definitely appreciate the interaction. You all are absolutely amazing. Make sure to check out all of these wonderful people on their respective Twitches and Twitters and TikToks and Instagrams and all those fun places. You know, links in the description. So make sure to get through and see all that. Thank you all very much. Good fight. Good night. Bye.
Bye.